Let's talk a little bit about adjuvant therapy for the patient with a HER2 negative tumor, both ER positive and ER negative, the triple negatives. First of all, how do you approach those patients in your own practice in terms of deciding about chemotherapy? Let's start with a triple negative adjuvant situation.
Well, I'm eagerly waiting for clinical trials there because I think that our knowledge of what is optimal chemotherapy for these women is currently very, very poor. What we know is that chemotherapy is incredibly important for these women. It's the only treatment modality that is helping them, apart perhaps from bevacizumab, which is clearly a potentially important drug for these women. So chemotherapy is very important, but as you know, there have been some reports suggesting that if you have a non-functional BRCA1 protein or a mutated BRCA1 protein, which can happen in this group, taxanes are not doing a good job there, and alkylating agents might be much better. Again, this is mainly based on some preclinical work, some, you know, occasional observations, but it indicates that we do not know what is optimal chemotherapy there. And it's urgent that we design studies for these women. So currently in practice, when I'm suspecting a BRCA1 mutation on the basis of the family history, and I'm still waiting for the results of the genetic test, I tend to introduce alkylating agents in the treatment scheme. So, for example, we have currently in my institution, we have a treatment scheme for these women because we are doing a pharmacogenomic study. And we treat them with anthracycline first, and then we used to give docetaxel full dose single agent. And I decided recently to change that and give them TC, which is docetaxel cyclophosphamide, just because of my fear that, you know, the taxane alone might be suboptimal. So I added an alkylating agent there.